So we thank God for all that he has already done. If you have your Bibles, we'd like to share with you out of the Acts of the Apostles, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 1 through 4. Supporting scripture that you've already heard in your hearing, St. Matthew 9 and 37. The Bible reads this morning in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6. And in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, "It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually into prayer and to the ministry of the word." Matthew 9 and 37, "Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning, looking for some good help. Looking for some good help. We just come to lift up his holy name. We come to have fellowship one with another. We come to share the love of Jesus. And every one of us in here, we got a story. Most of us in here, other than some of our smaller children, we got a history. And we got skeletons in the closet. We got some things that we just don't want nobody to know about, but how many of you realize that God already knows? And isn't it a loving thing to know that God loves us so much? And he was able to look beyond that and bless us. And despite ourselves, God is still a blessing this morning. And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad to be blessed by the best. I'm so glad to know that the Bible declared that if you're in the hand of a mighty God, that no man is able to pluck you out. You got the joy of Jesus this morning. Can't nobody take it unless you let them have it. Anybody bring some joy this morning? Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I just come to give God some praise this morning. Glorify his name to let the Lord know that I'm so glad to be counted amongst the living this morning. We glorify God. We thank God this morning. And we just say to the Lord our God and to the people of God, don't let your running, don't let your living be in vain. But trust that God knows, God cares, and God is always right there by your side. One thing I love about the Lord is that he has dispatched angels to watch over us. And I thank God for the angels this morning. For that angel of love this morning that came by your bedside, allowed you to get out of that bed one more time. You may not have taken time out this morning to tell your God thank you, but good right now is a good time. You can still tell him thank you right now. Because there's somebody laying in the bed that can't get up. There's somebody that's laying in the bed that never will get out of that bed again. So if you're able to move this morning, you got a lot to be thankful for. We trust not to hold you long this morning. We just do what God say do. We try to have a little bit of common sense, but all I got is a little bit. So I'm just going to let God have his way this morning because he is our God. He is the one that put me in a position this morning to talk to his people. And we come to share with you this morning from a thought, looking for some good help. If you ever needed any help in your life, you find out that sometimes you can run across some good help, and sometimes you're better off doing it yourself. Got a good conversation, they got good lip service, and sometimes they even got good intention, but something about them just don't quite meet up to the right standards. And so you just have to be so careful. But I thank God that he is in control of all things, and he's in control of this thing this morning. So it's by his grace and mercy that we've been blessed on this first Sunday of August to come into the house of the Lord our God and to just rejoice and know that this is another day that the Lord God has made. David said we will rejoice and be glad in it, and I'm glad to be in the house this morning. I'm glad to share with the body of Christ this morning that as we come and break bread together this morning, that we recognize and remember the body and the blood of Jesus the Christ. We take time to remember his sacrificial death on Calvary. We rejoice in the fact that even though he died and was buried, that on that third day he got up just like he said. And I don't know about you, but you got to believe it for yourself. Your neighbor can't believe that for you. Your mom and them can't believe that for you. You got to come to a place in life where you believe that for yourself. And if you're a believer this morning, then you know that God loves us so much. His love is so good, and he's such a mighty God. And I'm so glad that Jesus loved us to the point that he even commands us to love one another in the same manner. I wonder this morning, do you love that one that's sitting beside you? Do you love that one that's behind you? Do you love that one that's in front of you? Do you love that one this morning? I'm going to stretch it a little bit. That one that called you out your name. Do you love that one that scandalized your name? Or do you love that one this morning that don't mean you any good? See, you got to learn how to love like Jesus. Jesus loved without respect to person. Jesus loved despite whatever or whoever we are. God has the tendency to meet us exactly where we are. And we are honest with ourselves, even though there are those of us that can testify have come a long way, then there are still those that have a testimony that I still got a ways to go. Anybody feel like that you still got some improvement that can be done in your life? Anybody realize that we are yet still a work in progress? It's good to be still in the land of the living, knowing that our God that we serve is a promise keeper. God that said, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. We find out this morning that despite all the negative and the hateful things going on in the world, God is worthy, is still worthy to be praised. We got to understand this morning that no matter how good you try to be or how many times you try to do the right thing, the enemy is still on his job. Bible declares he's going to and fro seeking whomsoever he can trap up. He's trying to destroy somebody. He's trying to take away your joy. Don't you know that the devil don't like it because you're blessed like you are? There's somebody that got joy that the devil want to take your joy this morning. Got up and things just didn't come together like you wanted them to. You know how it is. Sometimes we got folk that don't know how to share the good news. All they got to do is share some bad news. Can't even get out of the house in the morning without somebody calling you on the telephone to tell you something that you just don't want to hear. But I thank God I can share with the sentiments of Surly Caesar this morning this joy that I had. The world didn't give it to me, and I declare I'm not going to let the world take it away. Anybody glad to have joy? As a believer and as being God's child, I can honestly say this morning that the joy of the Lord is my strength. I know this morning that I come to praise the Lord our God. I come to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. I come to let him know that, Lord, I just want to thank you for another day's journey. I'm reminded of a song that says, as good as God has been to me, I can't afford not to praise his name. And God had not only been good to me, but God been good to somebody else in here this morning. Somebody know just how good God has been to you. Don't nobody know like you know just how good your God is to you. Nobody know your pain. Nobody really knows your story. But I know a God that knows everything. I know a God that has blessed you in such a way that if you got any joy down in your heart this morning, then that joy ought to put you in a position where you want to give your God some praise. Anybody come to give God praise this morning? There ought to be a praise on your lips this morning. I wonder where are all the thankful folk at this morning? Where are the witnesses at this morning that I didn't get up all by myself? Where are the ones at this morning that say, I'm so glad that the Lord God is on my side? tell the ones that this morning to say, I might be going through a little pain or anguish, but everything is still going to be all right. Tell the ones that this morning to say, you're going to walk down through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't have to fear nothing because my God watches over me. Where the ones at this morning that when the enemy pushed you up against the wall, you found out that you could still get out and make a way out of no way? Yeah, I want to know where the praise is at this morning. I want to know where the ones at that don't mind telling the good news. Where the ones at that don't mind saying, my God is a mighty good God. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Got to tell somebody just how good the Lord God has been. Got to understand this morning that every one of us have an obligation. That once we hear, read the word of God and know the good news, we ought to share it with somebody else. Told our folk last week as we were out at Buncombe doing the missionary day that every Baptist member is a missionary. All of us got a story. All of us ought to have something that we can compel somebody else to come and visit and know something about the God that we serve. We are going to be more like Jesus. We got to learn how to show our love one for another. We got to learn this morning that we got to have compassion one for another. When we look this morning at our supporting text, the Bible declares in the book of Matthew, the 9th chapter, that but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them. Reason why? Because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. It was almost like looking at folk that was pitiful, folk that were not able to take care of themselves. And so the Lord God had compassion on them. The Bible said that then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So what he was trying to do was to encourage his disciples to know that there's a job that must be done. The Bible declares here that he said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into the vineyard. And so as we see Jesus, we back up just a little bit. He had just healed the woman that had had an issue of blood for 12 years. He went down to the ruler's house and he took a woman by the hand that she was dead, but he just touched her by the hand and brought her back to life. That the Bible declared that there were two blind men that were walking along the way, and he took those two blind men and restored their sight. There even was a man, the Bible declared, that was a dumb man, that he was possessed by a demon. He was possessed by the devil, but God prayed the devil out of this man. He cast the devil out of this man. And as he did all of these things, the Bible declares he was just going about all the cities and the villages, and only thing he was doing was telling them the good news. Bible declares he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He was healing every sickness and every disease, everything that he come up against. He just did something about it. You know how sometimes we come up against a situation and we say, that's not my business. We come up against a situation and say, I don't want to get involved. We even come up to a time where somebody might need you to pray for them. And you might find it coming out of your mouth that I don't know how to pray. You don't know how to pray. I don't need you around me. Come on here. I need to have the company of somebody that at least know how to call on the name of the Lord. You don't have to call on him like nobody else. All you got to do is talk to the Lord. Did anybody talk to the Lord for yourself? Did anybody that don't wait on the preacher, don't wait on the deacon, don't wait on somebody from the church house to pray to God, you open up your own mouth? I wonder this morning, how many of you know that the same God that we talk to, you're able to talk to him not only in the sanctuary, but you can talk to him in your car. You can talk to him while you're on your job. There are times, sometimes, when you have to ask the Lord, Lord, help me to hold my tongue. Anybody ever found out that sometime when you get yourself all worked up, there come a time that you got to say, oh, Lord, help me. I wonder if there's anybody that know how to talk to God for yourself. I know that there's some folk, and I try to pray for folk, but that there are times when an individual can't lay hands on everybody. I can't grab everybody by the hand and come on, baby, and walk with me. That there's somebody got to know that I may not have a preacher to walk with me, but I got the Lord. How many of you know you need more than the preacher? I need help with my own self. It's all right to be loved. It's all right to be respected, but you got to get things in the right perspective. You got to know that we have a shepherd that sits high and he looks down low. I'm just the under shepherd, and I call on the same God that you call on. And I just want to let you know this morning that all you got to do is call on the name of the Lord. All you got to do is trust the power of a loving God. All you got to do this morning is know that God is right there by your side. We want to let you know this morning as we talk about our text. It deals with the days after Jesus had ascended and went up to the heavens. Deal with a time when after the day of Pentecost, when the Lord God allowed the disciples to know that after the Holy Ghost come, you shall receive power. And that power will allow you to do some of the same things you saw me do. We want to let you know this morning that don't belittle yourself. Don't allow the enemy to make you think that you don't have any power. All you got to do is trust the power of a loving God. I thank God this morning for being my God. I thank God for being your God. And I realize that I've come to lift up and magnify the name of the Lord. Can't do it all by myself. Found out that I need just a little bit of help. Anybody come to help me this morning? Anybody want to help me lift up the mighty name of Jesus? See, I'm not looking for any kind of help, but I need some good help. I need some help that don't mind throwing up holy hands. I need some help that's not ashamed to call on the name of Jesus. I need some help that don't mind going down on bended knee. I need some help that when you get down in a rut, you can look up to the hills and know that that's where all of your help come from. Anybody know the helper that's above all helpers? Anybody know that there's a name by the name of Jesus? That man is a man that can do anything but fail. But there comes a time in our earthly life, we always find somebody that got something to complain about. Somebody always talking about you, look over me. And I stopped by to let you know this morning that when I look here in the Word of God, the Bible says that in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplied, you see, as the church began to grow, realize that one man can't do it all by himself. Realize that God qualified us to do this, that, or the other. I got a gift and you got a gift. I got a talent and you got a talent. But all of our gifts come from the self same spirit. We serve a mighty God that is right here by our side. And I just stopped by to tell somebody that back in the days of old, in the Jewish tradition, that everybody had to be well taken care of. And all of the widows had to be fed on a daily basis. And as the Bible declared that as the disciples went out to do the work of the Lord, they realized I can't preach the word and serve tables. For they realized I need just a little bit of help. For the Bible declares here in the Word of God that they called the 12 together and let them know that you got to find you some help. I want you to look out among you and find 7 men. 7 men that are honest men. 7 men that are full of the Holy Ghost. So you can't get any kind of man. You got to get a man that loves the Lord. You got to get a man that knows God all for himself. Got to get a man to know that I'm going to serve the Lord my God. I want to tell somebody this morning that there's time that you got to trust the power of God. Got to realize that when you can't do it all by yourself, don't be ashamed to ask for a little bit of help. I thank God for my help this morning, because the help began to help me build up the kingdom building. Somebody need to come in the house of the Lord and know that the Lord God is right there by your side. I'm so glad this morning to know that I got a God on my side. I'm so glad this morning to know that God is right here in the midst of foul shout. And when the Bible declared that he went and began to tell them, don't worry about those that are murmuring and complaining.
For I'm going to find you some help that'll do the work that needs to be done. You can hold on to holding up the bloodstained banner. You don't have to walk away from preaching the word of God, because I got somebody that'll serve the table. I got a man that'll walk the walk. I got a man that'll talk the talk, because he began to be blessed from the Almighty God. And when the Spirit of God came down on the men of God, they realized I'm not what I used to be. I thank God for where the Lord God has brought me from. For the Lord God has power this morning to change you from your human ways. He can make you get rid of some of that mess in your life. You see, if you're going to be some good help this morning, you got to lay aside every weight, every sin which so easily besets you. You got to let somebody know that I'm a child of the King. You got to let somebody know this morning that I come to serve a mighty God. I want to let you know this morning that as we look out in the world today, if you look right here in our community needs some help. We need somebody that love God. We need more than just the men of God, but we need godly women in the house of God to walk out and let the little girls know that there's power in serving the mighty God. You will be blessed if you love the Lord our God. Anybody know that you need a little help? You better call on the name of Jesus. See, when the Lord God began to call them together, he realized that we got to make a decision, because we got a problem in the land. Sometimes you can't work the problem out all by yourself, but you got to call on a higher power. And how many of you know if you call on the name of Jesus, he will come down. He'll do what needs to be done. I thank my God this morning for being that kind of God. You see, that's where the deacons come from. For the Lord God realized that the man of God, all of the apostles, they had a whole lot of folk that they had to teach. They had a lot of folk that they had to preach to. And they didn't have time to go by every widow's house. But I'm so glad that God will give you some good help that'll go by and help somebody along the way. You got to make a sacrifice, and you got to give of yourself, your own body, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, and do the thing that God would have you to do. As we come this morning, we realize that even in the day in which we're living right now, God is still looking for somebody to be a help, to do the things that need to be done. And I'm so glad to know that God don't want us to be selfish. He don't want us to have that mindset that can't nobody do it but me. But look out among you. Find some people that will allow God to use them and will make the sacrifice of their time. You got to pull away from me, myself, and I, and realize that it's all about Jesus. It's about kingdom building this morning. And so that's why the Bible declares that as they began to murmur and complain, God looked on them and realized that I can give you some help. But you know, they didn't make the decision all by themselves. They called all the people together. But then the apostles had the last say. You got to put a stamp of approval on the help that's going to do the work of the Lord. Some folk talk a good game, but they don't have any substance. You got to be willing to let God use you. He said, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. You got to be smart enough to know that there are times when you got to go to the Lord in prayer. Lean not to your own understanding, not do the things the way that you want to do it, but do it in the manner that God wants it to be done. And if you allow him to lead and direct your path, then you can be some help to somebody. And isn't it good to know this morning that not only in that particular set of our life, But in every walk of life, you're going to need somebody to help you along the way. God will be your help this morning. And if you need somebody, before you just grab just anybody, you ask the Lord to show me, lead me, guide me to some good help. We thank God this morning for being that one that will be right there by our side. God blesses us to be a blessing unto others. And as we allow God to be a blessing this morning, we must know that he is and he will do just what he said that he would do. You see, the apostles realized that I can't do nothing until the Holy Ghost came. And if you are not willing this morning to allow the Spirit of God to move and manifest itself in you, then you're not going to be the vessel that you could be. You got to move self out the way. You got to break down the barriers and take off the shackles. Let go and let God have his way. The Bible declared that God will do. All we have to do is trust and ask him.